Hey, I'm Dan from Deck the Hallmark Podcast, and boy, have I got some news for you. We are starting a new podcast network called Bramble Jam Podcast. Now, this network's going to include podcasts from all different fields and walks of life. You will not just hear from the Deck the Hallmark boys, but along with Deck the Hallmark, we're launching a brand new podcast next week on October 21st. It's called History or His Story. Now, I do despise Hallmark movies, but I also have dabbled in slash studied history for the last decade and a half. I've taught it in school. So my buddies Brandon and Panda had agreed to join me on this podcast, and basically it's a game show. And here's how it works. I tell three stories from history, all with a similar theme. One of them is a lie that I have made up and done fake research and given fake facts for. They get to ask questions and needle me about each and every story, and at the end they guess which story is a lie, and I tell them which story is a lie. And that's how we play History or His Story. I think you'll love it. I think you'll find it entertaining and insightful and informative. So please join us next week on October 21st. You can go to historyorhisstory.com, historyorhisstory.com. You can find us on the socials at His Story Podcast, at His Story Podcast. And please do your best to listen when you can. Here's a clip, a sneak peek from our first episode premiering next week. Hope you love it. What is the one thing that you know about William Howard Taft?
He was a large man.
Fat dude. What is the one act you know or you've heard about William Taft?
He got stuck in a bathtub.
Got stuck in a bathtub. Have you ever heard those things?
No.
Okay. So
I knew he was fat. Didn't know that he was stuck in a bathtub.
So here are the hard-nosed truths about William Howard Taft. He was morbidly obese. He was not 6 feet, although he claimed to be. He was 5'11 and 3/4, and he was 360 pounds. 354 was his official weight.
Huh, big boy.
So if you're under 6 feet tall and you're over 3.5 bills, big boy. Okay. Now, no one has ever proven that Taft actually got stuck in the bathtub. Having said that, the reason that people think he got stuck in the bathtub is because he had a new bathtub and bathroom built for him in the White House. Now, the new bathtub he had built, the standard bathtub back then was 5 feet wide, or 5 feet long by 3.5 feet wide. He built one that was 8 feet long by 5 feet wide.
Okay.
In the White House. And that's why people think he got stuck in the tub. No one ever proved he got stuck in the tub. Why did he build this bathroom in the White House? Titanic. Asquith, among commissioning the Titanic to be built, ordered that there be a Taft room in the Titanic. Because William Taft, upon arriving in New York, William Taft had planned to sail back for a meeting with Asquith on the Titanic. And he was very excited about it. He'd announced it to the public, and he was going to be on the Titanic after it arrived in New York. So, as a part of the Titanic, they crafted one room that was, it was like Gulliver's Travels. It was a bigger room for William Howard Taft. What did that mean? It meant a 7 foot long bathtub that was also 5 feet wide. Okay. It had a more supportive mattress. So back then, mattresses did not sit on box springs. They actually had a box spring support for this mattress. It also had a 4-post bed on it. And then lastly, it was a room that had extra space. It was like almost like an accessible room before accessible rooms existed. So newspapers get word of the story, and they report that there's a Taft room being built because, as you can imagine, a lot of political cartoons at the time about William Taft's weight. And as rumors get started about Taft getting a room on this ship, he orders a bathroom like it to be built and put in the White House. And this is where the rumors of Taft being stuck in the bathtub come into play. And so he does design a bathtub to be put in the house that's longer and wider than the previous bathtubs that were in the White House or that were in the main room of the house. And he does that because they had built him one on the Titanic, and his plan was to sail. And he loved the idea of that. And so as the president, he wanted to be comfortable. It just cost him for the rest of his life, because no one knows anything about William Howard Taft aside from the fact that he got stuck in the bathtub, when the reality is that's a rumor based on a design built for the Titanic. And wow. That is the end of story two. 3 minutes of questions starts now.
So this was all the designer's idea, right? Of the Titanic to make the bathroom.
It's the Prime Minister. It's an RMS ship, Royal Mail ship. Yeah. And so even though it's commissioned to a liner group, White Star Liner, the Prime Minister requested that upon conceptualizing and actually constructing the ship, they built this room particularly for William Howard Taft or for someone who would be larger.
Interesting.
Have they remodeled the bathroom since then?
In the White House?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a great question. They've remodeled the whole White House since 1912. Okay. So I'm sure they don't have the original.
They don't
fixtures.
Have the Taft.
Okay. They don't have, no, but I bet you all the bathrooms are longer than 5 feet now. Yeah.
So why wasn't Taft allowed to, why didn't Taft actually end up going on the Titanic?
I've got bad news for you.
No. Wait, I think
once it got to New York, he was going to get on it.
Okay.
He wasn't on the initial.
It started in England.
I thought
it's going to New York,
and he was going to.
I can't believe you're fired.